not a gopher rat. I've heard a gopher, but...
But not for a turtle?
No.
How about a cooter? Nope. Okay. What would you call a freshwater thing that looks a little bit like a lobster and it swims away backwards if you uncover it?
Crawfish.
Mm-hmm. And the insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into it, that's what?
Candle fly.
Okay. And what's the kind that gets into your wool clothes? And you put out balls to get rid of it.
I don't know, I can't think right now. What's
it? M-O-T-H?
Moth.
Yeah.
Moth.
Then the kind that has a light in its tail?
It's a light. Lightning. Lightning bug. They call them lightning bugs.
Mm-hmm. That's what I call it, too. How about that kind of long, fin-bodied insect that has two pairs of wings and a hard little beak and it darts around? They say it eats mosquitoes. Or they say it's a sign that snakes are near.
Well, it's snake doctors.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Is that the same as a dragonfly?
Yeah.
Okay, did you ever hear it called a mosquito hawk? No. All right. And what are some stinging insects around here?
Well, there's the black widow spider. And then there is a... I don't know this adder.
Well, what about things that fly though that sting you?
Oh, bees like yellow jackets and wasps and
hornets.
Hornets. There's several different. There's a guinea wasp and a red wasp and a black wasp.
What about one that's a little like that, builds a nest in mud or dirt?
It's a dirt dauber.
Do they sting? Okay. What is the insect that flies around in the summertime and bites you? And used to carry malaria?
Mosquitoes.
And the tiny little insects you get in the woods that raise welts?
Ants?
They're smaller than ants. I've never had them, so I don't know exactly what they're like. Would you call them red bugs or chiggers, if you know
chiggers
them?
Chiggers or red bugs.
Either one?
Yes.
Okay.
And of course, there's ticks, too.
That's different, though.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the insects that hop around in the grass are called?
Grasshoppers.
Did you ever hear them called hopper grass?
Locusts.
Is that the same as a grasshopper? That's right. That's in the Bible, isn't it? The plague of locusts, huh? And then if you hadn't dusted your room, the thing in the corner would be the...
Spider webs or spiders.
Mm-hmm. And then outdoors, if it were on a bush, what would you call it?
Call it a spider. Spider web.
Yeah, okay. And what are some local trees?
There's the oak, the pine, and the maple, and
what's the kind of tree that Zacchaeus climbed in the Bible?
What was a sycamore.
Mm-hmm.
We have sycamore trees here, and they're not the same kind of tree they were.
I guess not. The climate's not the same here as it was over there. Okay, what kind of tree did George Washington cut down?
It would be a cherry tree.
All right, and the kind of bush that has red leaves that turn red early in the fall and red berries?
Holly.
Well, some say it's poisonous. It grows along the road or by fences. I don't know what it is myself.
Ivy, some kind of ivy.
Do you know the word shumake or sumac?
Shumake, yeah.
Does it grow around here?
Yes, shumake.
Is it poisonous? No. Okay, then what does make your skin break out?
There's a poison shumake, I think.
It's a different variety.
Yeah.
Okay, you said ivy.